Okay, we're in the Drushas Haran, Drush HaChamishi, and we're on page Kuf Pei Gimel in the Mosad Rav Kook versions. Okay, so last time we spoke about the story of Moshe Rabbeinu and the specialness of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Hashem made him without any blemishes whatsoever, except one, that he couldn't speak well. And the Ran talked about how unusual that was, because the main thing a Navi needs is to speak well. And he says Hashem, it was a nace, Hashem made him on purpose not be able to have a speech impediment, so no one should think that people accepted the Torah because Moshe was an excellent orator and he conned everybody. So this way everyone would know that they followed Moshe because he spoke the truth, because people that don't speak well, even when they're speaking the truth, people don't follow them. So everyone would know that since Moshe was not had a speech impediment and might have been not pleasant to listen when someone has a speech impediment, but still if people followed him, it's obviously because he was speaking the truth. Okay, so that's the one mum, so to speak, Hashem put on purpose in Moshe, so that everyone would know that the Torah is true. So we're going to continue with that this week, but just very briefly, and then we'll get on to new things with Yaakov. Okay, so the Ran says, V'zeh inyin bi'aru rabasino zal b'brishis rabba. So really, this whole idea, I told you that when Hashem said to Moshe, who placed a speech in a man's mouth, that was really referring to that Hashem did it on purpose, made him mute. Amru vayomer Hashem elav misam pela adam. Hashem says to Moshe, who put a mouth to a person. Amru lo, Hashem says, if you can't speak well, don't worry. Halo anochi barasi kol piyo shabolam. I made all mouths in the world. Vani asisi eilem misha chavatzdi, and I made mute whoever I wanted. Ve'iver L'ri'iya, u'bikeach, l'shmiya, I created blindness and sight. I made those who I wanted deaf, I'm deaf, and those who I wanted to hear could hear. V'me'isi chafich tia ishtvarim, if I wanted you, Moshe, to be able to be an excellent speaker, ha'isa, you'd be it. I want to make miracles with you. When you speak, your words will be clear. Shani eye impicha, I will be with your mouth. That's what it means. Go and I will be with your mouth. Okay, so the nace that he refers to, I guess the Ran would understand being the nace that he on purpose couldn't speak. It's a little hard to read in the words, but okay. In his barbaze, either way, you see one point. The fact that Moshe was mute. Not mute, could not speak well, is because that's because Hashem did it on purpose. Even if whether you're going to say that it's because Moshe was not naturally someone who didn't speak well, just Hashem did it. Hashem is baruch samo al zayatorah. Just Hashem made it for this purpose. Hashem made him not be able to speak well for the reason that the Ran explained. Or if you want to say his nature was to be the way Shiyakach, that he was naturally going to be someone who couldn't speak. And Hashem left him. He was supposed to be naturally someone who couldn't speak, and Hashem left him in that way. Either way, whether Hashem on purpose changed him into someone with a speech impediment, or he naturally had a speech impediment and Hashem didn't change it, either way, he was on purpose. Everything with Moshe Rabbeinu was 100% nace. Everything that happened to him, everything the way he was all exactly on purpose, miracle. Again, remember the Ran had said part of the nace of Moshe was that he reached a level of nevuah was absolutely impossible. That, in other words, that which a regular Navi can see with nevuah is not impossible. I mean, obviously requires an ace in the sense that they get nevuah, but it's not, they don't have to change their physical bodies. They're regular people. But Moshe's level of nevuah was impossible for a human to reach, to be able to talk to God, pe'al peh. That was an ace. Because he says the regular level of nevuah is echad mishnayim, one of two possibilities. Im madregas hachalom, vima madregas hamare. Whether a regular Navi has nevuah, not like Moshe Rabbeinu, where he had pe'al peh. Rather, a regular Navi has either dreams or visions. K'moshe amar b'mare elavif svada b'chalom edaber bo. That regular Navim, we just read this past week's parsha, which is Pa'aloscha, b'mare elavif svada b'chalom edaber bo, that Hashem appears to Navim with either in a vision or in a dream. So this level is that a Navi then sees a mushal, a parable. When a Navi gets Nevuah, he's not talking to God, he sees a vision, he sees a hint, a parable to what Hashem is trying to tell him. Kasher ba'inyin Yaakov, like the story with Yaakov. Now we get into new stuff with Yaakov. Shenemar, v'ayachalom, because this is mainly a drasha on Parshas Vayetze. So it says by Yaakov, Vayechalom, hinei tzula mutav arta v'rosho megi ha-shamayma. Yaakov's nevuah, his dream was he saw a ladder, and it was standing on the ground, and its head, the top of the ladder, reached heaven. Vinei malachei Elokim olim v'yardim bo, and angels were going up and down it. So this mashal, this parable that God showed Yaakov, was to tell Yaakov the greatness of the land of Israel, of Eretz Yisrael, how it's greater than all other lands. Shehi hasulam asher mimena ya'alu al hashamayim hatzadikim asher him nikraim malach elokim. Because through this ladder, through Israel, through that ladder, the tzadikim go up to shamayim. And why is that hinted to? Because tzadikim are considered malachim. Because if the purpose was just to show that everything that goes on in this world goes through malachim, and if you wanted to say that this mashal was not to show that Eretz Yisrael is so great and tzaddikim who are considered like malachim go up and down the ladder, and reach great heights. Rather, maybe you would think this mashal is to show that everything works through malachim, and God, so to speak, gets his information from malachim. And shah malachim yisalchu ba'aretz, and the angels go on the earth. V'yashivu l'Hashem yisbarach davar lomar, and they go back to Hashem to tell him yisalachnu ba'aretz v'nehi b'inyan haploni. So as if to show, like malachim go down on earth, they see what's happening, and go tell Hashem what's happening. Not that Hashem needs. No one has a havamina. No one thought that Hashem needs malachim to tell him what's happening. But again, in general, there's with all ruchnias things, there's a system, like the Ramchal explains at length, there's a system the way Shamayim works. The heavens work through certain parameters. And there's something called a Beis Din Shalmala. There's something called a heavenly court. And they hear din on people at specific times. They hear people's, let's say it's a Zman of Sakana, time of danger. So it says, then the Beis Din Shalmala hear the person's averus. Hashem knows the averos of a person all the time, not just on Rosh Hashanah, not just when it's a dangerous time. But it doesn't matter. Hashem listens. There's a system the way Shemayim works. And they have a court, and there are malachim, and there's a whole system how the process goes. Hashem listens to the averos of a person and the mitzvahs of a person at specific times. So there's a system. So you might think this is what it's trying to tell you. This mashal is trying to tell Yaakov that the malachim go down and tell Hashem and see what happens on earth and go back and tell Hashem what happened. So that's my understanding of what the Ran meant with this thought. That in case you would think that that's what it means to tell you. So then the mashal should have been that the angels were going down and then up. Because you're going down to see what's happening, then going up to tell Hashem. But that's not the case. Here, angels refer to tzaddikim. Asher him olim derech b'malos eretz Yisrael, that rise higher and higher through Israel. Tzaddikim become higher levels, reach higher levels through Eretz Yisrael. And tzaddikim are known as malachim. Like we know, the Gemara explains that the people who are tzaddikim are your Rebbe, you should consider like an angel, and if we consider former generations, their greatness in Torah, the Gemara says that we're like people and they're like angels. So tzaddikim are considered angels. So that was the mashal to show that through Eretz Yisrael you get to high levels. So that's why the mashal has though that tzaddikim go up through Eretz Yisrael, but they come down. Why is that? This is an important point, very, very important point in Musar, that it's impossible even for the greatest of tzaddikim to stay on their super high level 24/7, 365 a year. That would be angelic. Even great tzaddikim don't stay at their same level that they are at all times. It doesn't mean to say that they come down to our level, but they have ups and downs too, tzaddikim. Every person has two parts to them. El tzada mala, el tzada mata. Part of them that's high and spiritual, and part of them that's low and physical. That's the nature of the way humans are. V'efshar kalod sh'tia beguf. As long as you're still connected to your body, sh'tia pnias el tzada mala levad. It's impossible, other than Moshe Rabbeinu, as he explained before, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a miracle. But regular people, anyone other than Moshe Rabbeinu, regular humans, as long as you're attached to the body, you can't be completely spiritual all the time. Sometimes you have to take care of your physical body and you have to do physical things, like eating. Eating isn't a particularly spiritual act. I mean, not talking about Suda Shabbos here. When you regularly eat breakfast in the morning, it's not a standard spiritual act, and it's physical. And that's the mashal that the malachim through Israel, the tzaddikim go up and they go down too, but then they go up back up again. So Hashem showed this to him to show that Israel is great. Yaakov Avinu should want to return to Israel as soon as he marries his ladies. I just want to add one quick thing, which is not directly the Ran, it's just an important line regarding what we just read. The Ramchal says the reason why we eat matzah on Pesach and not chametz is exactly this reason. Because chametz is bread in its better tasting form. Bread naturally rises, believe it or not. You do not need to add yeast. That's why you add flour and water. You only have 18 minutes. It will naturally rise. I don't think we'll see much rising in 18 minutes, but eventually it will rise. And it tastes better. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And so that's why chametz is kosher the whole year. But the Ramchal says we need to balance, maintain that balance of guf and nefesh. So sometimes we have occasional times throughout the year where we counterbalance our guf, our physicality. So we say on Pesach, only matzah, which is less good. It's more, so we become more spiritual, less physical. And the Ramchal says we need that from time to time to counterbalance our bodies. That's an important yisod in everything in all of Judaism, if you think about it. And nida, there's lots of halachas that reflect a need to balance between physical and staying away from our physical bodies, trying to stay spiritual. We can't be all year round Yom Kippur, doesn't work, but we'd like to be. But we're bodies, we're humans, but we have to find the right balance, and that's what Torah Mitzvos tries to help us do. Next, Vodio Od, Kibitzeso Me'er Tzrel Hutzach Shmira Miuchedes Yosem Ribioso Sham. So Hashem also told them with this vision he had of the Sulam, of the ladder, that when he goes out of Israel, he needs extra special protection. Vuhu Omro, and that's what the Pasuk says, V'inei Anochi Imach. Hashem says, I will be with you, Yaakov, and I will watch you wherever you go. I will return you to this land. Because I will not leave you until I do what I told you I would do. Okay, so now the Ran is going to focus on the ad. I will not leave you until I do what I told you I would do. So this ad, this until, I will not leave you until I do what I do what I said, is two possibilities how the word until can be used. Sometimes when you say until, you mean this will continue until then, and then it will stop. Like the Pasuk says, and he said to the Zakenim, stay here until we return to you. So there it meant, stay here until then, and not after then. There it means, once we return, then you don't need to stay there anymore. They're saying, stay there till I return, and then you don't need to stay there anymore. That's your standard ad. Standard until means until and not after. The second possibility, ad, means that it will continue after the word until. So why did it say until? It's to tell you, it means even till then it will continue. And certainly from this point on, it means this will last until now. And that was surprising to you. Of course, afterwards it'll last, but I'm trying to tell you it'll even last until now. So an example of that is Hashem promises that the kingship will never leave Yehuda. And it says, so the kingship, being king or ruler, will never leave Yehuda. Ad ki yavo shilo, until Mashiach comes. Does that mean, and then Mashiach comes, won't be Yehuda? Of course not. Shapirusha, what it means is, ki gam bi yos ha-malchus mishotetas bin ha-shvatim mishishayiv Yehuda shalotia kol ha-malchus shal shifto. Even it was going to be that Yehuda would not be the only melech, there were the malchus would be by Israel and others. Still, im kol zeh kolot shiyah melech b'Israel, as long as there's some king in Jewish people, yegia oncho If there was going to be any king, like a king of Yisrael, let's say, there would also be a king of Yehuda. The kingship would never leave Yehuda completely. Ad ki avo shilo, until Mashiach comes, Hashem melech haMashiach, she'az mischayev Yosef shelo tasrim locham yimeno. Then, certainly, kingship will never leave Yehuda. But it's the chiddush is, it will not leave Yehuda until that point, and certainly after that point. So v'chein, so too by our pasuk with Yaakov, ki lo e'ezavcha ad asher imasisi es asher divayti lach, I will not leave you until I finish what I said I would do for you. Hu'al zaradech, similar to that second way. Certainly it doesn't mean kilo and zavcha ad asher imasisi, that Hashem is telling Yaakov, I'm not going to leave you until I do what I promised you, avalachar mikan azvekan, then after that I'll leave you. Of course not, it doesn't mean that. But pirusha, what it means is what we just said, shehodiyo shebiyos devekus hatzadikim v'Hashem izbarach v'eretz hanivcheres yotzer mibachotzarz. Since Yaakov was leaving Eretz Yisrael, Hashem wanted to tell him that the connection Hashem has to tzaddikim in Chutz Laaretz is not as good as it is in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe Yaakov would think that Hashem is going to leave him. But because Yaakov was leaving to do the commandment of his father, Kemoshe Tzivahu, like he commanded him, do not take a lady from Canaan. So since Yaakov was leaving because of a mitzvah, therefore Hashem would continue to protect him. Because the nature of the land he was going to was that Hashem should not be as connected, he should not be as connected to Hashem outside of Israel. Because even though he's not going to be as connected to Hashem when he leaves Israel, it was still worth it that he shouldn't have to marry one of the Benos Kanan. So therefore it was a mitzvah for him to leave, and therefore Hashem says, I will be with you when you leave, and certainly once you come back. Ki anidbak batovim, now we're going to get into why it's so important to marry someone not from Kanan. Ki anidbak batovim, because someone who marries someone who comes from a good background, good family, Gorim Shia Miskarav Zaro Lavodas Hashem Yisbarach. So if he marries a good person, I forget the family so much, but if he marries a good person, so then his Zara, his children, will be close to Hashem. And someone who does not marry into a family of tzaddikim, so then his children have less likely to be connected to Hashem. Kim Hayos Lavan Avi Rachel Velea Achi, it should say. Kim Hayos Lavan Achi Rachel Velea Ovid Avodah Zarah. I'm sorry, father of, excuse me. Because it says Avi Rachel, no, not brother. Kim Hayos Lavan Avi Rachel Velea Ovid Avodah Zarah Bachar Yitzchak Lizchatin Vo Yosir Mishizchatin in Benos Kanan. Okay, anyway, since Lavan was the father of Rachel and Leah, excuse me before, got a little confused. Since Lavan was the father of Rachel and Leah, who was an Ovid Avodah Zarah, that was bad, but still better than Benos Kanan. Hatam l'chol zeh. What is the reason? Who cares who you marry? So, hatam l'chol zeh ki meyos adam b'chiri, since a person has free will, v'rashus nesunei lav livcho eze derech shiirtza, a person can choose their path in life. You see a person has free will. Nobody is forcing anybody to be good or evil. As the pasuk says, beware. See, I have shown you good and evil, death and bad, and choose life. So you see, no matter who you marry, no one can force, there's no such thing as a person is forced to be evil or good. Someone who doesn't believe that is a kofer in the whole Torah. Besides that, he throws out the whole Torah because he leaves no place for there to be reward and punishment, because if you're predestined and you're born into it, it's not your fault. He's also arguing with what's obvious in nature. It's obvious there are three types of possibilities in nature. Mechuyev, something that must happen. Efshar, something that could happen. Vnimnan, something that can happen. Vshadvarim ha'efshariyim, and things that are possibilities. Ne'alamim etzel ha'tevek, moshim ne'alamim etzleinu. So nobody knows what's going to be, if it's possible, but not for sure. V'lulei zeh, and if it wasn't something that could or could not be, but it was rather predestined if a person had to be a certain way for whatever reason. So then a person would know what his friend would do, like he knows what he's going to do. Or he would not know what he does, he doesn't know about his friend. But teva metzias niglam mefursam, teva metzias niglam mefursam shuchalik alzeh. So nature shows that this is not correct. Pulos adam biyader brishu. So a person's actions are completely up to them. Ein alav machriachem akiv. No one can stop you. Now again, his proof here of how he knows that it can't be that things are predestined, because otherwise people would know what their friends would do. I'm not exactly sure what that means, if it means through astrology or however he thinks that if things were predestined, you would know. But either way, he says it's impossible that you're predestined to do any specific thing. Rather, everyone has the choice to do good or evil. So if that's the case, who cares who you marry? Why did Yaakov have to leave Israel to go marry from a good family? His son will just choose good. Or his daughter. Still, even though things, says Iran, even though we agree things are not predestined, but we can't deny the fact we know people have a tendency towards being good or evil. That is true. You're not predestined, but there are things that can affect your challenges. And those either good or bad tendencies do come down from the parents. Because these are predispositions towards being a certain way, kind or evil, in many different ways. That you get that from your parents a little bit towards it. They don't force you to be a certain way. You can choose to be other than that. If your parents are nice, you can choose to be evil and vice versa. But they do give you a tendency or a predisposition to one way or another. That does come through the parents.
And
since the Canaanites were naturally, their culture, they were evil people, the avos wanted to stay far away from them, and to be connected to people who did not have those characteristics, personality traits. Even if they be an Ovid of Odazara like Lovin, better not be with people who had these terrible character traits.
Because bad character traits, those get passed down from generation to generation. Serving of Odazara, not so much. But bad character traits or bad characteristics, bad midos, being evil, that does get passed down from generation to generation. That's like a disease that we would call that came through genetics. Like genetic diseases. I don't think Dor Yesharim can check yet for bad character traits, but it is something that comes through, it's like a genetic disease. Okay, I guess we'll have to continue next week, where the Ran will explain how certain things can get passed down through genetics and certain things cannot. Okay, we'll continue next week.